Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Matt, did I tell you I almost ate a bar of the shroom chocolate? Oh yeah,
she almost
counter.
Ate shroom chocolate. Mom, save it. Save it.
We'll get
that's
to it.
Exciting. You,
and no, listen, I'm a lightweight. That would really fuck me up.
Mom, you're gonna have to repeat all that.
Okay.
Remember.
So
it.
Just save hold it because I want you to say it for the first time.
I looked at the ingredients and I was expecting to see mushrooms
Mom.
On there.
Wait, we should just start. That's fun.
Let's just start.
Yeah.
She wanted us to do a warm-up without her so she could get used to, but she right. just started talking.
Throwing out some heaters.
You know what? Let me start.
Let me just start right
wait,
here.
Hold yeah. on. Yeah. I need more alcohol. Maddie, you have to give me something else.
Here, Mom.
Let's guess Mom, whose mom is here.
Mom, go to the kitchen. Okay, Mom, we're going to start so you can't talk for okay. the next 15 minutes. Okay.
Just us. We're just banter between yeah. us. Okay.
Yes. All right. Are we all ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Let's
perfect.
Do this. I'm excited.
Okay.
She's so excited to jump in.
Okay. All right. Well, before we start, Heath and I want to let you guys know that we have a Patreon page now.
Fuck. God damn it. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
I have to get rid of all this paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia. Okay. That sounds like a dirty word.
It's a interesting word.
What is that again? Like drugs?
Like,
and
yeah, just like things pipes. That are used to do drugs. Like a pipe or like a grinder, a scale.
Got it. It's such an why syringe. Is such a complicated word?
Paraphernalia.
Mom!
We are vibing. You're not part of this.
Just start it with
you know
it.
It's because she's drunk already. She's 100%
drunk
already.
Start,
guys, that's my mom. We're doing it like a 15-minute intro before we introduce her. But my mom's
that she requested.
Right there. That she requested. And she keeps talking. She is here with us today. Obviously, she's been with us for the past like 5 days.
I feel like we're like kids putting on a show for your parents, and they keep trying to like energize. Yeah. Like stop. We're doing our show.
So my mom is our special guest for this episode. So yeah, I know. But wait.
There's more.
We have a Patreon page now. It's patreon.com/Zane and Heath. Now we have all of our tiers combined into one, which mm-hmm. is $5, where
that's
we have
right.
high episodes and live Q&As.
That's right. You also get access to this podcast a couple days early. You're going to get it without any ads. So you can, you know.
That is the best part.
Enjoy
huh?
it ad free.
Because we put about 35 in each episode. So
get that bag.
But yeah, people are loving it. A lot of you guys have been joining the past 2 weeks, and yep. we're so happy to see you. So
we also have a private Discord that we can chat with you guys in. You can mm-hmm. send in any recommendations, topic ideas, and basically hang out with us.
We need to get on that, Mariah.
I know.
Oh, we want to come up with a Euphoria Discord chat so we can ooh. All talk about the show good. Together every Sunday.
All right, good.
Which I thought would be really fun,
well,
but we haven't done that.
Well, since your mom watched it with us, she's got to be part of our
oh,
recap.
Oh, yeah.
You watched an episode?
Uh-huh.
We'll get to it.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's just jump in.
All right. It's Comic Talk, baby. Woo! Yeah! Kick us off, Heath, baby. Oh!
What's going on, baby? Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Heath.
I'm Zane.
I am Matt.
I'm Mariah.
Yeah!
All right.
Us.
It's like one of those old workout videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
And we are unfiltered. Welcome, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday and Tuesday.
This is special.
Super
episode.
Special. This is a first. We actually have Zane's mom here on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sherry.
Hello, Zane. Sherry.
Woo!
AKA Mommy.
Mommy dearest.
Keith and I, we've been thinking about having our moms on here, but we've been too scared to do it. And honestly, we thought you'd be too scared to be on the show.
I don't think my mom could ever. So props to you for being able to get up in this room
Hopefully your mom can see this and then maybe
have a little bit of like
dip her toes in a little
bit. Right, exactly. Yeah.
I got stories.
Good.
You have stories prepared?
I hope we get into a lot of them. Good.
Okay. Well, yeah, guys, this is my mom. She's the one that delivered birth to me on November 18, 1992.
But Cherry, you've been visiting LA for how many days so far?
Five.
And have you been enjoying all of it?
Every bit.
Oh, great. Good.
And you've been here before. You're here like 3-4 years ago, right?
I've been here twice.
At the Denny house, the Denny day, she was here for like a week.
Oh, what an upgrade.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah.
And we were...
I feel bad
back then. What?
I feel bad that she came during that time. That is.
I know, but that was like our.
The dog days are over.
She really got to see us at our all-time worst during those days. Because
are we better?
No.
Are we better now than you remember?
Far better. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
Good.
When were you the most concerned about Zane? When he was out here in LA?
Oh, there's. I can.
Never concerned when he was out here. My most concern was the day he was leaving.
Oh, Mom. Oh, he must not tell you a lot.
No, I don't. I don't tell her a lot. And I'm so glad she does not sit there and watch these episodes.
Ignorance
too, because
bliss.
Yeah, because I know my dad tunes in sometimes, and I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like knowing.
Because I don't want you guys knowing every single thing that I'm doing. Because I'm very open on this podcast.
It does feel weird.
I say everything.
Other parents can't watch their kids go to work, you know?
Exactly. Right.
And be over their shoulder watching what they're doing on a computer, being like, saw you inputted those numbers wrong in Excel.
Yeah.
Everything we do is so front facing, you know?
I know. Everything is
on the internet.
And it's
not even like to the point where like my parents see it. It's like my parents' friends see it and they bring it to their attention. Like, did you see that?
Mm-hmm. And then they have to be even more on top of it so they can know how to avoid or
So Sherry, deflect. are you actively watching all Zane's stuff, or are you just like, I'll see it when I
not
see it?
Not all of it. Yeah. I do watch, but not all of it.
What are you watching? I know you're watching my stories because you're always like commenting and shit, and I hate that you watch my drunk stories because it's just like the most.
I have you in person. Why would you?
No, I know. I know, but like, because stories can like show so much, but also so little at the same time. Like on a Saturday night, if I don't go out, I'm not like posting all my stories ever. But then one Saturday night, I'm posting 10 stories and I'm just drunk.
Yeah.
And so people just think that, Zane's just drunk all the time. And that's what he does every day.
I know you.
It's better. Like when you see a little bit, you just think that's what that person is.
Because we're
all
posting the most entertaining parts of our day or our week. So it looks outrageous.
Mm-hmm. I think there are some people that would think that about you. But I think most people know you as what you are. You have a big heart.
Which is, it sounded negative first.
No, they know what you are.
You have a big heart. You're a great guy. You like to have fun. And you're not always fucked up.
That should be your Raya bio.
That should be my Instagram bio. I'm going to change that.
For dating apps.
That sounds nice. Yeah, remember that so I can write that down so I can put it on my tombstone.
Big heart, not always fucked up.
Is your bio still for your Twitter? Like, this account is managed by my, like, parents.
Legal guardian.
Oh, that's
funny. I had that for a long time. Like, I took it down, like, 2-3 years ago because it was so funny to me seeing, like, Maddie B. Raps and, like, the JoJo Siwas.
Managed by parent/guardian.
I thought that was the funniest thing because you don't really need... You do have to put that kind of, but, like, I just thought it was the funniest thing.
I wonder if they do that for legal purposes because you're technically not old enough to be using the platform.
Yeah, that's exactly why they do it. And for creeps, just to know that it's an adult behind the screen, not a kid.
So don't
Maddie B. Raps is sitting there tweeting.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't his mom and dad.
So Sherry, let's get to know you. Should we get to know like you as her mother or like what she is up to now?
Absolutely. I have questions too. And I know you're my mother and I know everything, but like
he finally gets to open up and have a conversation with you.
Oh, no, there's a few things I want to open up that me and my mom have never talked about, but.
Can I drink?
Yes.
You're gonna need a drink.
How many sips have I taken since we've started? Many.
And I'm going to cuss.
She's hiding the shot glass behind her cup.
Revealed.
Kids, younger kids.
Picks them up
this
at the
is
same
water.
Time.
Water.
Let's talk about what you do.
Yes.
Because that
start.
Is the most interesting, like coolest thing ever.
Well, I'm a firefighter paramedic.
Wow.
Thank you for your service, Mama.
Essential worker.
Yes.
Thank you. And I will give a shout out to all first responders, military, police, and fire.
Aw, thank you, Mom.
And how long have you been doing that for?
22 years.
Wow.
And you also used to work in the office at the fire station, right? Was that like a part of your job too?
I worked in administration for 13 years.
Oh, wow. That was a huge part then. Wow.
I did. But I've worked many a fire, many medical calls, fire calls.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest dragon you ever slayed?
On fire?
Yeah.
Probably a house fire.
Now, do you get to slide down a pole? Right?
Is that real?
At the station.
Is that a serious question?
Yeah. Are there poles at the station? Like poles that go from the top floor to the...
We had one of our older stations had a pole. And I think I did slide down the pole.
For work purposes or for fun?
Yeah, work purposes.
How many of the firefighter males there have a mustache?
Other than Zane's brother.
Oh, yes. I just found out why they have mustaches.
By the way.
Oh, he did? Good.
Why do they have mustaches? And let's see if Sherry
tell me if I'm right.
If he's right or wrong.
It's because they can't grow a beard because their mask won't have the right clothes.
Like the suction?
Like
the
seal?
Right fit.
Yeah, it won't have like a proper seal. And that's the only hair that can grow on their face that goes under it.
Oh, wow.
Is that true, Mom?
It is. And a lot of the guys do it for Movember.
Okay.
Oh, got it. I know, Mom, you told me a lot of stories about you as a paramedic. You don't share those stories publicly, right?
Like stuff that she's seen?
Uh-huh.
No.
No.
Is there any that you can share? That are safe.
I think because she's still there.
Do you have a silly one? Like any silly calls?
Oh, there are many silly.
A cat in a tree.
A cat in a tree.
Yeah, we've had cats in trees, parrots in trees.
Oh wow!
Wait, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Mom, do you guys just show up to and you're just like?
I feel like this is
there's
like
a, there's a.
Like, you know, bring your parent to, like, school day, and we get to, like, ask questions about what a firefighter does.
I feel really bad, but, yeah, parrot in a tree is a hard one. Because at midnight, I jump off the truck, and I'm like, are the wings clipped? And their answer was no, and I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, okay, so... When we pulled up with our big fucking truck, the lights and sirens,
so embarrassing.
Like, the chances are that your fucking parrot flew away.
Oh, like, yeah, the sound.
That's and they're really like, you got to pull the ladder and you got to ladder the tree. And I'm like, no.
It's crazy that you call firefighters for a job like that. That sounds like something like a TaskRabbit would do.
Do you have to get fully dressed for everything, or do you judge it by the call?
No.
Oh, okay. Imagine showing up.
Oh, I thought you actually dressed like that everywhere. Because I've seen people in firefighter outfits grabbing cats out of trees.
No,
I thought
that's just for fire calls, fire alarms, actual fires or smoke.
Got it.
Firefighters do get called for a lot of interesting things.
Yeah.
When we got stuck in the elevator, firefighters pulled us out. And I thought that was the most interesting thing.
Because they would have the tools open.
They had the tool.
Yeah. Nobody else would really have the tools.
It's actually a big tool. The tool's about this big.
Oh, they have the tool.
What is it? The jaws of life?
It's a little elevator key and it's about this big.
But I would just think...
With a little loose end that you...
I would think the service for the elevator company would come out and do that.
We were also stuck in there like in the middle of the night.
Our heroes.
Yeah, our heroes.
And let me tell you, I was embarrassed when they got us out.
Yeah. But it got stuck on you. It's not like you made it stuck. Did you press?
Yeah, but.
Don't feel embarrassed.
It's just you're vulnerable.
That's our job to do that. So you don't have to feel embarrassed.
They were giving us a weird look.
There's a couple, I want to put it up here. There's a couple pictures that I've seen that you sent to me of you taking putting out a fire, like a car that was on fire.
Cool.
I remember you sending me those pictures. Those pictures were the coolest pictures I've ever seen. Cause it's like, really? just seeing you at like a car like that, just doing your thing.
That was cool.
I show everybody that picture.
I want to see.
I don't have it. I have to show you after. But everybody else gets to see it right now.
What are the most common reasons for house fires? Is there like something that you wish you could tell people? Like,
Space heaters.
Really? Like the ones that you plug in?
Space heaters and candles.
Wow.
I would have never thought space heaters.
And are the space heaters usually just like electrically malfunctioning, or someone put a blanket over it accidentally and then it caught on fire?
Or they fall over.
They're very lightweight.
Wow. And if you trip on the cord or pull the cord or something, they fall over and they get really hot.
Oh my.
Do you have somebody at your department that does the like forensic fire aspect to determine if it was an accidental house fire or if it was
typically done by the state.
Oh, okay.
Like what is it called? Arson?
I believe we have one guy that is actually certified for everything. but we usually call in state inspectors for stuff like that.
Gotcha. That's the most interesting thing, how people could come in and find where the fire started, how it started.
Even though it's burnt, on purpose. Even though it's burnt to the ground.
Yes.
That's so unbelievable. Crazy.
And they can. They can do everything and figure it
out. Have you ever gone out on, you know, to put out a fire and you've discovered something like illegal? Like it was like a meth lab or something that was like a, I don't know.
Yeah. What? Oh.
Yeah. I bet, because like meth labs catch us.
We've had calls to all kinds.
In Florida, a meth lab? No way.
So, Sherry.
Wait, is that all one word?
Is that all the firefighter questions we have?
Yes. So, Sherry, what were you up to when you were Zane's age?
Oh, shit.
What was young Sherry like?
I was in school.
School studying?
I got hired when I was 30.
Oh, okay.
But you had me already when you were 30, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And you probably don't even remember. When I was in school and when I first got hired, I used to have to drop you and your brother off to preschool. You went to preschool and then you went to school. You were in aftercare because I was in probie camp and I didn't get off until like 5:30 and I got my ass handed to me. Like they made us swim swamps and fucking chop wood until we were like half
damn
dead.
So you probably had to spend money getting to us to all these things because you had to send like don't you have to pay for like those after school
you do
like,
but
it's not crazy.
It wasn't out of reach. Yeah,
got it.
It was just the physical aspect of mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, and the hours you had to put in
and
we
then
just
have
to
deal with Zane once you got off.
I was a
was the better son.
I was a bad kid.
Yeah, who was a better
no,
kid?
No, you weren't a bad kid.
I thought you told me that like Ellie was
you
an angel.
You had colic when you were a kid and
I'm sorry,
like you just cry a bunch. You
cried
got
a lot.
But even when I was like a little older, I was always really bad. Like remember I did like what I did at Disney World?
I wouldn't call it bad. You just were an ornery kid.
Want to know what I did at Disney World once when we all went?
Hell yeah.
They took me to Disney World for the first time and it's supposed to be a magical place. You know, everyone's
how old
happy.
You?
How old was I when I was at Disney World?
You mean when I choked you?
Yeah.
We don't use corporal punishment.
I was screaming at Disney World. My grandma says this story every time we see her. She says it like we've never heard it before. So that's how I know this story so well.
We were in line for a ride and you were a little bit unhappy. You were a little unhappy and creating a little bit of a scene.
I was screaming.
And I didn't choke you. Of course, I was kidding. I took you by the back of the neck. And I just kind of led you out of line. And you were like, you're choking me.
She's killing me. Somebody help me. She's murdering me.
And my hand Zane. Was on the back of your neck. And you were like, you're choking me.
That's terrible.
Overdramatic.
Oh, you would have been like on TikTok the next day. Yeah. Like someone would have filmed that.
Oh, just yeah. It's so interesting. Did you see the video? It was a TikTok of a guy walking by a door and he hit the door almost like the baby hit the head. And the baby started crying like it.
There's many of those.
It's
they do
so
that as a
interesting
test
to me. The way they're crying is like they got hurt so bad.
There's another one where the guy like hits his own chest and he's like, and then the baby's like, like thinking it was getting spanked.
Is it the sound or
it's
just
it's an energy shift? Like of people being like, "Oh, are you okay?"
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why if a kid falls down, you know, you don't ask them if they're okay, and you're not
really
like, "Oh,
it
no."
Is.
Wait, what'd you say?
It is an energy shift.
Yeah.
It absolutely, with babies, with infants, it absolutely is.
Because that's all they're used to. And they go, oh, that's what I was crying last time when all these people were like reacting if they actually were hit or they actually did bump into something.
Or just like, don't even say anything. Just like, oh, you want a cookie? Like, you don't even react to what just happened.
Yeah, you don't react.
Bring them to the kitchen.
Nice, good work.
If you react, they react.
Oh, you reward them. It's like almost a reward for them to get hit like that. Open
so I'm always so interested with like, and I think a lot of people are, about like Zane, you know, he kind of grew up like in kind of two very different households, but it all came from like you, your biological dad and your mom here. I'm just curious, like, how that came to be. Like, what? How old were you?
I still have a lot of questions, Mom. I don't think I've ever really fully asked you or my dad about like the early stages in that, like the divorce and where I went from there. I still, like, I don't know why I never asked. I don't think I was ever comfortable asking those questions.
Now's the time.
But now's the time.
On camera.
Yeah, on camera.
Thank you, son.
And it doesn't have
and
to be
also,
serious.
You can make it where do babies come from?
You can make it like as broad as possible. You don't have to get like nitty with the details. Just
I'm
like,
totally kidding. When your father and I separated, we lived together in the same house for quite some time, probably several years. So you were still with the two of us. We just weren't at the house at the same time. And when we actually separated, you were back and forth. I would say pretty much 50-50.
How old was I at this time, like when it first started? Around six?
Yeah.
Now you,
elementary school.
You didn't convert to like the Muslim faith or anything like that early on in your marriage at all?
I did not.
Well, no. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, no, she never did. They were always separate with the religion, but I think that's what made it so difficult was the religion, because I know that was difficult for me, like growing up.
You know what? It was difficult, but it wasn't impossible. He wasn't super religious, I guess, until a little bit later. And even then, it wasn't like he was super religious. I hate to say it was religion that split us up, because I don't feel like it was. I feel like it was more just the things we enjoyed doing.
Right.
But I feel like that is due to religion. Like,
it,
I feel like
it, because it was different kind of values of where you want to spend your time and what you want to focus on.
Exactly. Was. I just hate to label it religion, because I'm not that
person. There's more to it.
I don't believe that your father was either. It just, you said it very well. It was just the things that you enjoy doing together ultimately end up being very different because of the religion.
Yeah.
But it's not the actual religion that made us different.
10 years ago, when I was still going back and forth, we were doing completely different things. I was doing completely different things with you, and I was doing completely different things with my dad. It was a different life.
Almost. And I feel like I so overcompensated with that. It was so weird, because there were so many rules to it that I feel like when they came with me, I had to follow the rules of your dad, because I wanted to respect that.
Yeah. It's just a strict religion.
But at the same time, try to break outside it, but be within those parameters.
Mm-hmm.
There's a balance.
It's like a fine line. Right. Yeah.
And I asked those questions.
It's hard because the food was difficult.
Yeah. And
I don't even want to make it sound negative.
You're a Christian though. Yeah. It's a completely different lifestyle.
Negative, because it's not a negative thing.
It's not negative.
It's just different.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's hard when you're trying to respect somebody else's ways of life. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to raise you and your brother with respect of your dad's religion.
Yeah.
Yet bringing my religion in respectfully.
Yeah. Which I still think you did a really good job balancing it out too, because I got more of the Muslim culture in me when I was growing up, but I wanted to be more just like having I wouldn't even say Christian religion, just more not so strict.
Different values based of how you choose to operate the choices you have in your life.
I want to be able to eat whatever I want. I want to be able to hang out with whoever I want. I want to be able to like just have a free life.
What was important to me was for it to be your choice.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted 100% for you to see everything that your dad had to offer and your stepmom, and for you to experience that and live it.
Mm-hmm.
And also live the way that I was living, respectfully, and make your own choice.
Yeah, and you did a really good job balancing that.
I never wanted you to feel like you had to choose one or the other.
Because even when I would see you and I said I couldn't eat certain food, you like still were like, yeah, of course, like we'll go somewhere else. Like you did meet when I was asking. You did meet my needs when I was asking, could we not eat this and could we not eat that?
Right. And so I was still shopping in the stores for you to get the halal meat.
Nice.
Halal meat.
It's halal.
It's halal meat. She said the halal meat.
It wasn't easy, and I still did it.
No, it wasn't, because I was really trying to follow the religion, but it got to the point where my head was like, oh, do I really want this?
And you know what? I'm such a rebel at times. I can't believe I wanted to do the right thing by you and your brother and your dad.
I definitely got that rebel side from you.
Fuck, I am such a rebel. Like, I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Hold on. The apple doesn't fall far. Like, yeah. I am such a rebel, but I really tried to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. I tried to be a good person.
Was Zane like a little showman at all, like younger? Like, are you surprised by what he's doing now?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
We got to spend 5 minutes on this.
Okay, good.
Please do.
Because
I'm sweating. I'm fucking nervous.
He is an introvert. when he was young, he was such an introvert. He was very shy. In fact, I had multiple teachers when he was in elementary school call me because he was such an introvert.
That's so interesting. I can't imagine that.
Was he funny? Though, like,
no, nothing. I had nothing. Oh. Nothing.
When did you start noticing a shift in that to him being more outgoing? And
when you guys started filming with Vine,
what's up, man?
Yeah, wow. He was waiting for that. He was waiting for that answer. Yeah, before that, honestly, even before becoming your friend, I was always an introvert. I never went out. I never like sat next to kids in high school, middle school. I was
It's interesting though, because I've always known you as being funny. You were always
that was after you. Oh, I got that. I got that funny from you, baby. I got it from you and my dad, because my dad's really funny.
Yeah, you're like the exact mix of your parents.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like you have her excitement and your dad's humor.
Yeah, and both of their good looks.
Yeah, you look just like both of them. It's crazy.
Yeah. Right.
No, you do like. Yeah, no, you're an attractive person.
Actually, his dad's brother, Nasser, he looks very much like his dad's brother.
Oh, yeah?
I got grandpa's hair.
Or lack of it.
Yeah, he is.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I wanted to ask about Zane being a bad kid in high school and things that you busted him with that he doesn't know still.
Yes.
That you swallowed and kept to yourself without bringing up.
Not gonna lie, Mom. This is the main reason why we wanted to bring you to this podcast
room
today.
I'm so curious.
Like, he thought he got away with something to this day. And she's like, no, I know about that.
I know there's things that I didn't get away with. Obviously, you caught me, grounded, whatever. Which I also want to get into details about those, because we never
sure
have.
You want me to say all these things?
Yes.
Unfiltered,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
They don't call you Sherry for a reason, baby. Share it. Let's go.
Okay, let me get a sip.
I'm excited.
Because there's a few things.
Oh, I love how she knows that.
I'm so excited.
I'm hot.
Expose him.
Okay. So, Mom, what was it that you caught that I did that I don't know to this day? Because I have a few.
Oh,
well,
man.
They use condoms that you forgot to flush down the toilet.
Shut up.
Perhaps that's where we should start.
Oh, my God. How do you forget to?
That's just, Mom, Madison's right there. My little sister's watching. Mom, she's 16.
I wasn't the one that forgot to flush them.
You were getting it in high school, huh, Zane?
I was.
He was trying them on to see what they felt.
I did that for the first time.
We all did it.
See what it feels like.
Hold on. There was a lot of crunchy towels.
Oh no.
Like, that shit would be standing up.
like a pair of starched pants.
Like a damn Christmas tree.
Like, you couldn't throw that shit in the laundry basket?
I thought I did. And I thought I hid them pretty well from you. Why, Mom, why are you looking through my shit? Why are you looking at my bed? Like, my side of the bed.
Am I allowed to ask a question since we're questioning?
Yes.
Always allowed.
Was any of that Ella?
No, Mom.
Oh, my
you
God.
You've never had
Mom, that's my best friend.
No. We never
Vlog Squad Ella, people. let's clarify
this is
that.
15 years
this
ago.
This is Ella, my best friend from back home.
Shout out to Ella. Love you, Ella. I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, no, she's great. Yeah, we never did.
Then who was it?
Yeah, it was like a couple, because it wasn't
a three.
I was thinking the same thing. It was like a couple.
A couple. pull.
You gotta sneak him into the house. Don't wake up.
No, when you saw the condoms, were you worried? Did you? Because you didn't talk about it.
Oh, there was no talk. No.
Okay, the first thought was, as I picked it up with a towel, I was like...
No, Ma, you picked it up with your bare hands and you know what? Nasty.
I didn't sniff it or anything. Hold on, I'm not that kind of mom. Anyway, I lifted it up and I was like, ooh. Oh, okay, but he used a condom, okay.
Thanks for the reenactment, Mom. I really appreciate it. Just in case I missed it.
Yes, it really paint the picture.
This is like you Nate's mom in Euphoria. Yeah.
So that was one time or it was multiple occasions?
It was a couple times.
Damn.
I just thought, like, the thing is that it was so strict in that house, so I'm just surprised that I didn't.
You're also incredibly forgetful.
Yes, that's true.
There was probably a time or two that Zane was comatose. After a rough night.
Comatose?
Like you're like passed out drunk.
Hungover.
Oh, really?
Kind of afternoonish.
Oh, afternoonish.
He did like a wake and bake and then was high later in the day and then was comatose.
You're talking about like a little weed?
Face down in your bed, fucking passed out.
You were so against. I mean, obviously you're against weed because it was illegal back then. Isn't it crazy how there's just weed stores
you
all around here now?
I feel like I'm more open now than I was back then.
Because
back
it's legal.
Then, I was just afraid of everything because I didn't want you to turn into a fucking drug addict.
I was rarely doing that. Honestly, I'm telling you right now, rarely doing that.
We had a neighbor that actually owned up to you and him taking a random pill.
Oh, you know about that.
No, okay. I didn't know about that.
So now.
How are you going to lie?
I wanted to bring.
I didn't know she knew.
That was the one I want to bring up. That's not the one that I thought hold she on. Knew she
what
was.
It, what random was it? Pill.
So let's just say this is a very, very bad pill that a lot of people do in Florida. That makes you feel
ecstasy.
Good.
Oh, it makes you like, feel face down, pass
it's,
out.
Not pass out. It's more like a.
Oh, so y'all didn't take it. Y'all did something. You didn't take it. Y'all.
Yeah.
Some chemistry was involved.
I don't. Okay. Oh, so now it's my God. So now it's my turn. It's my turn. So there was, remember the time where you like, you found it in my closet and you like freaked out, right? It was like that weed you found. Okay. So there was two spots in my closet. One spot was the weed.
I didn't dig deep enough.
No, you did. You found the weed and then you found the pills are wrapped in the thing and you looked at both and grounded me for the weed. You didn't even give a shit about the other thing you found. And I could not believe it. I told all my friends the next day. I was like, you're not going to believe what my mom grounded me for. They're like, no way. I was like, it was for the weed. They're like, are you fucking kidding me?
I don't think she could have realized what you were doing with the foil with those types of
pills.
I know,
but all she had to do was open it.
At that time, all I can say is I was more concerned of you at 2 p.m., face down in your bed.
Face down, ass up. That's the way he likes to fucking do drugs.
Fucking unconscious, where I'm like, Zane? Zane, are you okay?
Oh, you were out.
Yeah, like, but like I was...
out.
No, I think like that moment we were talking to me, I was probably trying to fall asleep because I was too high on weed and I didn't like weed. I smoked weed because my friends were doing it.
Sherry, were you doing any drugs when you were younger?
No.
None?
My fucking ass.
No.
No, no marijuana?
I do not do drugs.
No reefer?
Never.
No, she couldn't.
Come on.
Well, she couldn't because
this
fucking
is it.
Work.
Alcohol's it.
Come on. You lived through the 80s, the 70s. No, no. Cocaine, no booger sugar, nose candy. No,
booger
you
sugar.
You name it.
Hold on. I've tried a few things, but I am a lightweight and paranoid.
And
and I feel like alcohol I can control because I can drink water and slow it down.
You almost tried something new today. Your little chocolate that you found.
Oh!
Well, yeah, no. I should have let you eat that chocolate. I really should have.
That was accidental. That would have been an accidental poisoning.
would you have had to go back to your job and be like, hey.
No, listen. I would have called an ambulance.
You would have?
Yes.
What?
Get your stomach pumped or something?
No, I am a lightweight. You have no idea.
For people listening,
when I go to the dentist, I tell them Novocaine, I get like a fraction of what normal people get.
Such
a lightweight. And Madison can tell you, if I would have eaten one of those fucking chocolate bars.
they had mushrooms in it, by the way, guys.
I would have needed some major stomach pumping.
Psychedelic mushrooms?
It was Zane's microdosing mushrooms for those listening.
And it was just two little things that were sitting on the counter in the kitchen. And I actually love dark chocolate. And I picked it up and I looked at the ingredients and I didn't say fucking mushrooms. I don't know.
It doesn't say it on there. It like the only word that it says that like makes you like that makes it like, oh, it's not chocolate. It says batch. That's the only word that I've seen on those
things. I think it says psilocybin on it too.
But very, very tiny. It's very hidden.
Okay.
But like what I noticed
probably because that shit's illegal and they're trying to get that away.
I am blind. I didn't see that. And it had some psychedelic.
You wouldn't imagine that your son.
I probably shouldn't eat that. And thank God I didn't. Because the very next day, I think Zane told me, I was like, oh, well, if you're craving tonight, Zane, since you're on your diet and you're eating really well, just have a little bit of the chocolate bar with dark chocolate. And he goes, Mom, that's shrooms.
Oh my gosh.
But like if she would have eaten that chocolate, she would have had like a full square or two. Uh-huh. And you're not supposed to have much in one sitting.
Me?
Whole bar.
I would have eaten the whole fucking
bar. Oh, imagine.
And once I get one, I'm like an addict with chocolate. I probably would have opened a second one.
Yeah. You wouldn't have died, but you would have had like the worst possible time.
No, the minute I started to feel funky, I probably would have called 911 because I would have freaked out. I would have called.
I would have coached you down. I would have been your shaman.
Yeah, you have to be like, no, at that moment. Matt, and Todd would have probably sat you
she would
down.
She would be like, what is going on?
I would have so freaked out.
Your spiritual guide, Sherry, see the light.
I wouldn't even trust you to call you because you'd have been like, Mom, you're good. Fucking calm down.
Oh, no. If you ate the whole thing, I would have driven you to the hospital.
No, listen. Yeah. I would have called Madison right away. I'd been like, I fucking shrooms. Call the police. Call fire. Call everybody. Fucking get me to the hospital. No, but
you want to do a shroom trip at the hospital? Chill out in the backyard.
Oh, that's true.
Enjoy the cabanas. We'll bring you some water. And enjoy the damn trip. You want to be there just going, boop. Like with IVs in you? Hell no.
No, but Matt, think about it. If it's the whole thing of chocolate, she would see monsters outside.
She's calling like, come help. Also, is that a parrot in the tree?
Yeah, yeah. Call the fire department. I know this.
She's just seeing shit.
Okay, hold on, Matt. You have to know me well enough to know that chocolate. Remember the bag of Ghirardelli's last night?
Ooh, they were good. She got me hooked.
No, listen, I put away half a bag a day.
A day?
A day. Ooh. So that shroom chocolate would have went down really fast.
I can imagine.
There is no like...
And that trip would have went really slow.
Chocolate bar.
That would have been like a 24 to 48 hour trip, right?
Full
that
vacation. Whole bar,
yeah. 12 hours at least.
Yeah, that would have been, that would be insane. Your whole trip would have been ruined.
Did you never dropped acid though, like when you were younger? No.
No.
Come on. Yes, she has.
No, one time.
Oh, you're a fucking liar. Mom, you made me seem like a drug addict. No, so you've done acid.
No, okay.
Acid is the worst drug.
No. No, it's, not.
I think it is. I've never done acid.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about it. It's like I'm sweating my ass off.
Yeah, you better sweat your ass off. We just called your ass out.
I've never done anything.
I was with my friends, and you know
doesn't
me.
Make it okay.
I yell at all my friends. I'm like, I'm not doing no fucking acid.
Yeah, and that's what I did with weed, and guess what happened?
No, and I was yelling at my friends. I'm like, I'm not doing no dry ass. And they literally, my friend went like this with the little square acid and put it on my tongue while I was yelling at him.
Oh.
Sounds like a lie Zane would have told you. Yeah.
It fell
on my tongue.
She goes, I believe she goes right you better away. Sherry.
What am I supposed to do?
And you did it.
And thank God, because I don't know, because I have really weird reactions to everything, but that was the best fucking high ever. I literally was like laughing my ass off. I was like, woo!
Oh my God, that's my mom.
All right. How old were you?
13.
Shit. No, I was probably 20. 21.
Yeah.
21. Wow.
So any other one-time deals?
Yeah.
Accidentally?
Damn, Mariah. It was accidental.
I'm the only one who believed you, by the way. I was like, oh, I feel bad. You guys are like, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
she's like, what does that smell like? Like, oh. I'm just seeing what it smelled like.
I tried weed once, but it was like a Debbie Downer for me.
I hate it.
Yeah, we don't like it.
I literally was in a chair like this.
Mm-hmm.
but we do high episodes on it,
and we do laugh our ass off.
Can we
do it?
Can we do another one?
We
got to do one.
All depends on the environment that you're in too. I feel like it's just like any other drug out there. You have to be in like a comfortable environment.
I just felt like I had a 20-pound weight in my back, and I was just like,
yeah.
I like alcohol. Alcohol
is the only thing you can do where you can be around random ass strangers and have a good time.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now that you're single, have you been going to like the bars and stuff? Or are we on any dating apps?
No dating apps.
Firefighters only.
My mom still has a very busy schedule.
Hot or not.
Still, right? You wake up every day.
Listen, it's firefighters hot or not.
You know what? They're like my brothers, so no.
Oh, so you're not into a firefighter type.
No, they're my brothers.
So no, not in your station, but like other stations.
No.
They're your brothers.
I'm not on any apps. I work out every day. That's my life. I work out. And I take care of kids.
Okay.
She got to take her to the games.
And that's why her skin looks so glowy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anybody?
You know Jason Nash?
You're younger than Jason Nash.
I'm trying not to respond to that. What is that I'm drinking? Can I get another one of those, please?
Mom, yes. you have a full shot.
What about your dating life like when you were younger? Were you like always having like a boyfriend? Did you date someone really long in high school?
I don't like to date. I don't always have boyfriends. If I'm not married, I'm single.
Okay.
And I'm picky.
So that's where I get it.
Listen, I am no beauty queen. Like, I don't think I'm the shit. I don't think anything. I'm picky. Zane.
It's good to be picky.
It's good to be picky. But also treat yourself. You got to drive some cars before you buy them, you know?
Unfortunately, I think my picker's broken.
Oh, Mom.
Is your picker broken?
Well, if your picker wasn't broken, I wouldn't be here. So
dad was a good guy.
What are all your girlfriends saying right now? They're like, Sherry, come on, you got to get out there. Are they just like, I don't know.
I spend a lot of time with my friends. Yeah. I do stuff and we have fun. We have a great time. Good. I don't not live.
Don't rush anything.
Your kids right now, they're sophomores in high school. Would you ever move out of Florida and go anywhere else?
I moved in with Zane already. Did I tell you?
Oh.
She really wants to move. Like, she's down to not fly.
Would you actually move out to LA?
100%.
I absolutely.
Matt, do you want to stay?
Oh, we got a house mom.
would you wait until.
Governess. It's called.
Governess.
In fact, I told Zane today, I can cook, I can clean.
But let me tell you all right.
Okay, I have no problem.
Madison actually wants to go to USC.
Would you?
Oh my God.
UCLA.
No, it's USC, right? For rugby, no? For film.
Rugby?
Wait, I
meant lacrosse. I get it mixed up.
Would you retire and then move out here, or would you just be like, fuck it, I'll go now?
No, I'm semi-retired. I'm in the drop plan.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
Which means...
Oh, your grandfather did that, huh?
She's breaching.
No. Breaching's a good word. Thank you, Mariah.
You're welcome.
I am two bad days away from...
That's never happened to me before.
Good job. Here, take it. Let her have a second. Enjoy it.
Go ahead. Marinate.
Yes!
Very good.
All right, go ahead.
I am one or two bad shifts away from... Fuck off.
But she's going to move out here and there's going to be another like wildfire and we're going to be like, Sherry, she's going to be like, give me my coat and my helmet. I got to go serve.
I got one last fire.
I'm grabbing an axe.
Serve like, my new Sherry. Community.
Okay, well, I'm not a lazy person. I would definitely stay busy. I would want to work. I will totally do your laundry.
Well, that's something I did not get from you. So.
And live for free. Did I say that?
Wow. I have no problem.
A live-in mom.
Okay, well, I got to talk to my roommates about that.
Listen, I'm not just any mom. I'm like a fucking
cool mom. How did I see that coming?
Hold on.
How did I see that coming?
Wait, and not only am I a cool mom, I'm not fucking crazy. I don't, like,
nobody said anything. Nobody, Sherry.
I don't think I embarrass you in public. Like, I know how to behave myself. I hide when I'm supposed to. I come out when I'm supposed to.
I feel like I embarrass you more than
you embarrass me. I'm like a fucking mushroom.
Yeah. Well, that makes very sense.
I just don't want to eat them. I just don't want to eat them. They scare me.
How was that in school?
That makes very sense. Holy shit, that was good. Oh my god,
I hope I'm not a boring guest.
No, this has been amazing. Oh, I love this episode. You know,
shit, I feel really bad saying this is really bad. You know, I used to take the cars out all the time, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you knew that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And all the parties.
Is there anything that you want to clean up or clarify?
Before we get to the funny stuff, I want to say serious stuff. Mm-hmm. I am so proud of you guys.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Looks like the shots got into your system.
No, it's not that.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Mom.
Zane has never asked for anything from the day he left the house.
Mm.
Nothing, zero, nada.
Because he's been asking me.
Because I've been asking David.
I wish you would ask me. He's never asked me for anything. I'm like, fuck, this kid has nothing. He's never asked me for one dime.
Because you want them to think that you're doing good.
Yeah.
You know?
Once I start asking you for stuff, that's when you start getting worried. So I can't ask you for anything.
Yeah. Is that why you didn't? Mm-hmm.
There's never a point I felt like I needed.
You fucker.
No, Mom, I'm
like, there was so many times where I was like, I know he needs my help. I wish you would fucking ask me.
No, Mom, I never needed your help. I feel like Heath and I have been like together since we moved out here. So I feel like we were really good at like supporting each other and helping each other.
You always had
somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I felt like I never needed to go to you financially for anything.
But I'll be honest. Like yeah. I get it too. Like I don't want to ask my parents for anything because it's
embarrassing.
It's
I love your mom, by the way. Corey, she loves you too.
Oh, she will be very soon.
But it's that feeling when you leave the house, you want to be like, I have something to prove. I could do this on my own.
Yeah.
Not that it hurts your pride, but you just kind of, you want to be able to prove it to yourself.
Yeah.
So I get that.
Yeah. Since the day, I feel like since the day we moved out, our the one thing we did not want to have to do is have to move back home. You know, you have to keep moving forward.
Everybody at some point in their life needs help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. That was just like, I feel like a goal that we set the moment we moved out. Cause it was a struggle for the first 2 years, but we had to keep going. Cannot stop.
What did you see Zane doing? And if it wasn't for going down this track, did you always see him as, I don't know.
God, that's so hard to answer.
I mean, I'd be doing airport shit for the rest of my life.
Well,
honestly.
No, it wasn't even that. You were already signed up in college up in Tallahassee and you already had a house and everything. So when you said that you were coming out here, I was like,
that was awful, by the way.
Yeah. No. Mom, you remember that whole situation,
yes,
right?
You had to pay for that. All those months.
Oh, yeah. I had to pay for the entire year. They would not let me. I didn't even move
in
yet.
They wouldn't let him out of it.
Yeah, we had both decided to go up to Tallahassee.
Oh.
And like we signed up for school together and you were moving in with one of your friends that had an extra room.
Yeah.
So he signed the year and we decided to move out to here like a couple weeks before committing to going up to Tallahassee. So we were like, oh shit, okay, let's cancel it. Like I canceled my apartment. He was canceling his place, but his place wouldn't let him back out.
No.
So he was locked in and had to pay rent for that entire time
I had a conversation with her. Like I thought the mother to mother thing would help. She was like, uh-uh.
The whole year, year.
What's her name?
I don't remember.
I would rather not.
Messed up.
You remember her name?
I wouldn't. We could probably find it somehow.
Oh, no, I thought you knew her name like on the spot.
I was like, look, and I explained the whole situation to her and she was like, no, you got to pay.
It was pretty unbelievable.
But then she probably
was such an asshole that if I could have climbed through the phone and fucking scratched her eyes out, she was such an asshole.
She probably filled that room in with somebody else too, and then was getting double rent on top of it.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And you got double for the year. I mean, why not make
it? Look at him now.
It had to have been the contract that I signed. Because, you know, we didn't send it to a lawyer. We just signed it.
Double back to what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
My worry about Zayn and him leaving was probably that. I felt like he was set for that. And when he dropped everything to come here, that was my only concern. There was absolutely no concern about him being funny. And you two together are fucking amazing.
My man.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
And the love he has for you, even through those tough couple of years, we
got a
home,
good thing going.
He loves you. That's all I'm going to say.
I love you too, baby.
Very good.
I feel like we're at a rehearsal.
You're like, you kind of went off script a little bit there, Mom. Yeah, but we got it. Mom, you hit the points.
And one last thing. Everybody that he has met out here, you, Todd, Scott, just everybody, every Dave, everybody, Mariah, Matt, I'm sorry. Listen,
hey,
you guys are like his family.
Yeah.
And I've said this for many years. I do not worry. Not for one fucking second.
Good.
Good. Because like, we're worried.
You guys.
We do enough.
No, we're worried. Like, it's having a good day.
And Matt pulls out. He's like, because there's a couple of things we need to talk to you about.
You know what? You guys worry together. You love each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is nothing better. I love that about you guys.
Yeah.
And if there's anything, it probably has nothing to do with me as a mom, but I have to say all of my kids have like a core of friends that are family.
Mm-hmm. That's all you can ask for.
I either fucked it up really bad and everybody, their friends are like their family.
No.
Or I did it right. Whichever one it is, you guys are like family and I love that. I love it for him because he's really happy.
You did. Yeah.
And he dealt with a lot of fucked up shit. His brother dealt with a lot of fucked up shit. I mean, his brother took care of him, and I'm so grateful for it.
They turned out great.
Hey, you raised an exceptional family, both on with these two boys and the kids you have
now.
Absolutely,
we're not leaving you out,
baby girl. Brilliant. When I went to Alaska and getting to know your family, I loved all of it.
That was such a fun trip. By the way, all of us feel so very bad because you didn't come for the first part of the trip.
He missed the best part.
You missed the best part of the trip.
I didn't want to go on that first part of the trip.
It was so fun, though.
Ali and Natalia both feel so horrible because our Alaska trip was so amazing. Except for that fucking cheap ass
cruise.
Fucking cruise.
They loved it. But
we were talking they about it. Like it being what it was made it so much more
better.
Fun. There's so much
and
more to talk about.
Rememberable.
We have to do it again. We climbed a glacier. We went rappelling off a glacier.
Mom,
it
was chill.
I made my money back in the casino. I paid for my whole trip from that cruise.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Like, really? I walked $800, $900. I paid for the whole thing.
Okay.
So I have no regrets. And if anything, we walked away with just the best inside jokes and stories from that.
We talk about that cruise story maybe every 3 months.
Yeah.
We like bring it back
it.
And we just like talk about it.
Oh, no, I'm fond of it.
Come on.
You know what was embarrassing? The poor fucking lumberjacks.
I know.
We're standing on the side like... And they had like 50 people waiting in line to get pictures for you. And the lumberjacks had nobody. Nobody,
oh,
right? Madison, am I exaggerating? Madison and I were dying.
Yeah, they need the two shows a day.
The poor lumberjacks were like, who are these fucking guys?
I could see with a lumberjack.
Nobody wanted the lumberjacks.
There was one more thing I wanted to bring up, one situation that I want to bring up, which was a huge part of my childhood and the punishments that, you know, that I received while living with you. Remember the time where you grinded me for a straight month?
For what though?
Oh, you don't remember. Remember?
This was like your biggest like
in trouble. This was like the, oh.
Injections through the roof.
My mom was ready to eject me out of this seat once I'm told. Remember when our neighbor, the parents were gone, So my friend threw a party at the house while the parents were gone.
Same.
And Robert was in charge of looking at the house, but we didn't know that. So he throws this party, right? He wanted this to be the biggest party that he's ever thrown because, you know.
Your friend.
It was my friend. And I told him like, oh, I have friends in my school. You have friends at your school. Let's bring everybody together. And let's just have this giant
Project
rager,
X right? just came out. Everybody thought they could have the next
exactly.
Project X.
Parents are out of town. All right. Let's buy all this alcohol, right? Like get all the alcohol, everything, just boom, just get everything ready for this party.
Oh God.
And
why didn't you tell me in advance?
Why would I tell you?
Because I would have taken Robert out.
Mom, I was
gonna take him out.
Mom, no,
I would have taken him out.
Mom, I was 16. I couldn't tell you about any of these things. Mom, I was gonna tell you, hey mom, we're gonna throw this big party with full of alcohol. You think you'd be okay with that?
I wouldn't be okay, but I would at least like help you out a little.
Help me what? Help us supply the alcohol?
How many fucking parties have you and Ollie had at the house?
Yeah, but like this is when we were like 20. Like this is I was young. Mom, I was still in high school.
I would have been a little more strict.
But yeah. I was, and yes, you were very strict, which thank God you were, but you were very strict. I think you're forgetting how strict you were. And and so we set up this whole party and we just started inviting everybody. There was already like 70 people at the house and there's so much more about to come. And I remember all the popular, so there's a few groups that were like, okay, we got to make sure this group of people come. And so we had all the popular girls from South Plantation on their way.
I was like,
hey, dude, the popular girls are coming. Get ready. And we were like the losers in high school. So having a party where all these people were showing
super
up.
Bad.
It was like a movie. That's really so funny. That night was like a movie.
The square was coming.
Exactly.
Because when Robert shows up, party.
Say that. So they got there. They're walking on my street, right? So it's like we have like a cul-de-sac and my house is here and their house is over there. And so they get dropped off in front of my house and they're walking and they call me and they're like, hey, Zane, we don't know where to go. And as soon as I'm about to tell them where to go, I was running around the whole street the whole night because I had to hide from my house because the parents were home. But I also had to get everybody to the party.
You were orchestrating.
I was TDing. I'll travel directing the entire night.
You were doing your airport job.
Yeah, my airport job.
He's got a set of sticks.
So I was running around the whole, like when the cars were coming, I was like, instead of passing my house, I'd be like, turn this way. So I was just running this party.
I picture you holding like a bush.
Yeah.
Like running the girls across the street. Hiding.
Yeah. So I'm telling them to run. So they're running and I see the light turn on in the front door, the outside light. I was like,
oh no.
Of your house.
Of my house, which means someone just turned it on and they're still walking. They're slowly walking, right? And I call them like, run your ass to the house right now. And they were not running. They kept walking. And then Robert gets out and he sees a big group of girls walking straight to the house that he's supposed to look out for.
Oh, no. And
immediately I see Robert walking. I dart to the end of the street. I completely left. I left everybody. I dart because as long as I wasn't there, I'm good.
Right.
So selfish of me. I ran to the end of the street. The only person that I knew that had to be out of that house was Ella. Because what was my excuse that night?
Over at
Ella. I was at Sawgrass Mall with Ella the entire night. And then we're going to go back to her house. And I know she was there because, you know, setting up for the party. You know, she's one of the main people that has to gather.
You probably
everybody.
Didn't have a cell phone, too. So it's not like you
Call. I had like the singular cellar. So, you know, it took like a few minutes to fully get a hold. So I immediately call her and I'm like, Ella, get the fuck out of there. Robert is outside.
Oh,
he's about
that's
to walk
so
in.
Scary.
And Ella's like, oh, shit. So she runs from the back. And the moment Robert gets in, he's
no.
This is what I was told. I was never there, but I was told this by multiple people there. He comes in and he's just like, everybody get the fuck out. He's a former FBI agent, so you can see like how he was like treating the situation. Grabbing the beer, smashing on the floor, and just like, I don't know if he was hit. I don't know if he was like taking like drinks off the table and like throw them to the ground. I don't know how insane it was. I just remember everybody was running for their fucking life.
No,
I was running
for their life. That'll do it.
Robert is watching everybody run, and all of a sudden he sees a quick glimpse of Ella with her fucking flannel shirt turn the corner.
Not the flannel.
And he's like, oh, yeah, that was Ella. So I remember just being out there the whole night. I see everybody running.
So you never got to really enjoy this damn party?
No. Oh. It was just
starting. It didn't even get started.
It didn't even get started. So I was sitting at the corner of the street the whole time, and I waited maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. Because, you know, I'm at the mall, so I have to, like, be out as long as possible. Thank God we didn't have Find My iPhone, because I'd be fucked.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there, and then I'm like, and then I walk to the house. I walk in. I think I'm good, right? Ella's right. Gone. She told me, oh, I got out of there, boom, boom, boom. So I'm like, oh, we're good. So I walk into the house, and I go, I turn the corner, and Mom and Robert are both in the kitchen like this.
Oh, no.
And I'm,
see, I don't remember that.
Oh, I remember this like it was yesterday. You both are sitting there, and then my mom goes, come here. And I walk up to the kitchen, and they go, where were you last? Or where were you tonight? And I go, at the mall with Ella. And then Robert goes, I'm going to ask you one more time.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is the worst.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm going to say one thing about Robert. When Robert says, I'm going to ask you one more time, your ass better tell the fucking truth.
Yeah.
It's such a, it sucks because you don't know if it's like a tactic.
Yeah.
To where like, you're like, okay, they obviously know I'm lying. Now
Robert's not going to say that unless he saw your ass.
He's an FBI agent. So maybe there's like special skills that they have where they right. can just get that. People
cops,
to
it. And that's like a shit. Cop like,
even
question.
Even if they don't know, they're just going to be like, let's try this
again. Exactly. You should have gone, are you gaslighting me? I'm sorry, that sounds like gaslighting.
I'm recording you.
So I was like, no, I was at the party, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know what happened. All I remember is seeing them pull a broken bowl, like a weed bowl. I wasn't doing any drugs, no weed. In my head, I knew I was just drinking that night.
Right.
You pull out this broken bowl that I've never seen in my life. And they're like, this is yours, isn't it? I was like, no, that's not mine.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, no, you kept this broken bowl in that jar for 2 years after
in
that.
In the jar?
Why there's, there, I so remember, that? Remember
oh,
the
kept,
remember,
oh, so let's kept, keep the paraphernalia.
Remember the three jars you had? You had one filled with Milky Ways.
Right.
You had one filled with like Splenda. There was one that you had filled with shit, and you had that broken bowl just sitting in a Ziploc in that jar for
I do not remember
2 years. I remember because I saw it every day. Every day. I was like,
traumatizing.
You still have that?
It's a constant reminder for you never to
yeah.
do
it. You guys thought that it was my bowl, and you were so upset with everything, the party, the pipe. You thought I was
the lying,
or
the deception.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You sent my ass to my room and I could not leave my room for a month straight.
Bullshit.
For a month straight.
You couldn't leave. Was this the summer?
That was like the biggest, like the biggest punishment that like I've ever received. I remember calling Ella and I was howling. I was like, I'm fucking dead. I'm never leaving my room ever.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, that was just like a time in my life where I was just like having a little too much fun, you know?
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are going to be playing a game. A game called Best Friend versus Mom.
Who
knows Zane better? I have a set of questions here that I'm going to be asking Heath and Zane's mom, Sherry. And we are going to see who knows Zane better? And so, yes, they will both be writing their answers.
Challenge on, Bastard. Okay.
Oh, Bastard. She called you Bastard.
Bastard. I haven't been called that in years.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Corey. I love you.
I will ask the question. They will both type what they think is the answer on their phone. We will ask for their responses. Zane will confirm yes or no or what the real answer is. And we will see. Who really knows? Our
illustrious
great
saint.
Yeah, I hold the power here. Illustrious. Feels good.
Okay, so the first question I have for you guys is name at least five jobs Zane had before social media. And travel directing in airport does not count.
Wow. Oh, you suck.
So these are jobs Zane had back when he was 16 as he was getting older.
I just did that for way too long, so it's too easy.
And it's okay if you can't get five. It can be maybe who has the most or which ones are the most right.
You need to get that.
Zane didn't work before social media.
What do you mean that one time we ate hibachi? He was talking about the times he worked at that one place and they didn't pay him on time. I'm giving you a slight hint, but when we had hibachi up in Plantation.
You both 100% know these jobs that I had. You just have to really think.
Okay.
Hold on. No more clues. Let me write.
And there better be no more typing once the other person is sharing their answers, Sherry.
Period.
Oh my God, I've been drinking. What is the name of that place?
But it must be, I think it's probably going to be tougher for your mom since she has a lot of kids she has to focus on in her life.
But this was when he was younger, still living with her. This is before I really knew Zane.
But I've talked to you about these.
No, I know.
This is when Zane needed your help.
Very good, Matt.
Sherry, what answers do you have?
Mex Cafe.
Very good.
I don't remember the clothing store in the Sawgrass that I used to drop you off.
So there was a clothing store. That is right.
There was two, actually.
Uh-huh. What were the two?
I know one. Does that count?
Very good.
If I get it right, can I give her that
point? Good job.
PacSun.
Very good. Mom, this one I'm really surprised. Right.
Well, then, Heath, let's see.
I have like three jackets from this fucking place.
Heath, let's see if you can.
Well, wait. Oh, okay. I think she has other ones, right? No, is that all you have?
She said she only had two.
Oh, okay.
No, I have three because there was two places in the mall he worked at.
Well, bitch, you don't remember.
So,
look, Heath.
Very good.
Fuck off.
Heath Bastard.
Were you dropping his ass off or was I?
Heath, you said you had five. Let's see if those match up.
I have PacSun.
Okay.
Correct.
Forever 21.
Okay. Forever 21.
I didn't know the name, but she said it. But I have Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
Plantation Diner.
Very correct. Good.
And Bonefish Grill for like a day.
Oh.
No. You did not work at Bonefish.
I never worked at Bonefish.
Wait, I thought you said you worked there for a day.
That was my brother.
Didn't we all eat at Bonefish together as a group?
Hey, Heath.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still beat you.
Bonefish,
I never worked there. I applied there, but I never got the job.
It was Goofle's ice cream.
Goofle's.
Mom, we were just talking.
We just had this conversation.
It's really funny because you just brought it up at lunch today.
Oh my God, shoot me.
And you forgot it.
I don't know why. I thought you said you went one day at Bonefish and quit.
No, I applied there, but they never accepted me.
No.
All right.
My brother worked there for years.
This one may be an easy one. Okay, there's really only one answer. Can I say it that way?
you kind of ruined the trick question, but yeah, sure.
I don't want them to overthink. It'll take too much time.
Okay.
What is the sport Zane played in high school and middle school?
Hold on. Whoa. Zane did not play sports in high school.
That was the trick question, but he asked it wrong. I wanted him to ask it, name every sport Zane played in high school and middle school, but he didn't. It was a trick question.
Sorry, I just felt like that was like a little too overloaded.
I wanted to have a little fun with their brains.
Then we can move on to the next question if you want.
Well, no. Do they know the sport that I played?
What is the sport?
I absolutely know the sport.
Okay. Mom.
Sherry,
Zane, you didn't know where I work. So.
You got it?
Soccer.
Soccer. Very Heath good. Had soccer. Good. All right. Very so two good. For Heath, one for Sherry. Okay. How many tattoos does Zane have and what are they?
We don't need what are they.
That's not even fair. What are they?
You know, because I hide my tattoos from my mom. So let's do how many tattoos I have.
How many?
I'm going to say four.
Okay. And Heath, Let's just give a number.
I'm writing them out. Hold on.
And Heath probably remembers them by what they are.
That's not fair because he got them all out here. Correct. With this motherfucker.
Correct. But
you dropped him off at his jobs.
Yeah, but not he fair. Got them
Mom,
here.
That question was for you, and this question is for Heath. I'm playing it fair here.
Listen.
How many?
Heath, motherfucker.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's a competition, baby.
I'm going to kick your ass.
I like your nails.
All right. So what do you got?
She's got
four.
Four.
Five.
Very correct. Good.
Jim, oh, you were close.
That Jim, Cremota, Dante, Showstopper, and at Sodelco.
I hate you, motherfucker.
That was, you were close.
What is Jim?
We used to text each other every morning saying Jim question mark to see if we wanted to go to the gym at that time. But one day there was a typo where it said G-Y-M-B question mark. It was Jimb.
So where is that tatted on your body?
It's on my thigh.
I've never noticed that.
Well, it's because it's under the two other ones. It looks like a shopping. It looks like a grocery
Listen,
list.
I have to say it. I can't even be mad.
Mm-mm.
Because
I see his naked body a lot more than you do now.
Okay, that's TMI, but... I love that. I love that about these guys.
You love how what? Many, you love what?
How many tattoos do I have?
Two.
None.
Very good.
What is Zane's second to last Instagram post?
What the fuck?
Well, it's funny, Mom, because you like all my
David's
pictures.
Super Bowl party.
Zane took photos at Zane's Super Bowl okay. party.
And you, Heath?
You just posted the one with
Cremota.
Todd.
Mom, you already picked.
It was a slideshow of really funny pictures of you.
A slideshow of really funny pictures of me?
Yeah.
And okay. then you what?
The second to last one. Okay.
Second to last Super Bowl party.
Well, none of you got it right.
The answer is it's a picture of Zane holding Todd.
I forgot you posted Cremota.
Yeah.
That is very not.
Fuck. I had that shit too.
I didn't want to do the last one because I thought that'd be way too easy to give out.
How long ago was this picture taken?
That was taken months ago.
Okay.
That was the music video for Scott.
That's old.
I need to post more.
I felt a little left out.
Sorry.
Same.
It's okay. What are two things Zane hates about himself?
Hold on. I got number one.
Wait, write it down, Mom. Write it down.
I got number one.
This could hurt him. Be careful. She picked something that you really like about yourself.
Oh, I got number one and nothing else.
He's like, his penis size.
I'm like looking at you like, what do I hate? What would you hate?
I absolutely know I got number one.
Okay, Mom, Jesus Christ. Oh, I absolutely know this one. Oh, God.
Now, are we doing physical attributes or?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Zane didn't put his second response on the show.
I didn't put my second response. We're going to have a little fun with that one.
Just fucking answer.
All right. You got it, Heath?
Okay. I'm going to pick my favorite one for the second answer.
Okay. So, Heath, you got it? Yeah. All right, Sherry, what are the two things Zane likes least
always
about himself?
Says he hates that he feels like his face looks like a pieces.
Oh my God.
Do I look like a Muppet?
Do I look like a
Do
pizza?
I look like a Muppet?
Do I look like a pepperoni pizza? Oh yeah, what's the second one?
He said one.
He said two.
No, it was two. There were two.
I'll say mine real
but
quick.
I only have one.
I'm going to go with your hair and your butter teeth.
Not the adjective before.
I could have just put teeth.
Oh my God, Heath, that's so bad.
He says it.
I will not allow you to speak of my son. Okay.
I thought you guys loved each other.
All right, I'm going to give that to Heath because it was funny and he was right with my hairline. So...
Do I look like
That's
a
wrong
pizza?
For you again, Mom. My pizza face. Mom, that was like...
That was high school.
No, that was middle school.
That was his nickname in middle
I've
school.
I've never heard you...
I'm going to gouge your eyes out, Heath.
All right, just if I get it right, just start giving her the answer.
My mom was
That
so
way
confident.
She doesn't kick my ass after this.
Wait, remember how confident my mom was
Oh,
with
I
that?
Got number one,
Oh,
baby.
I got number one, baby. You remember the pizza place. What?
Look at me.
It's just crazy. I've never heard you like complain about that.
No, I have never complained about it in the past 15 years of my life. This was middle school.
But I get it.
This was something that people called me when they were making
Fuck
fun
you.
Of
you. You said this to me like 2 months ago.
Okay. Mom, you're lying.
All right. Okay. Next.
I said I don't like my pizza face.
Okay. Right. If Zane had any sauce in the world in front of him and some chicken nuggets, what sauce would he be dipping in?
I want to play.
It's best friend versus mom. It's not best friend versus best
other best friend.
And mom. Aww.
Oh, you think you're Mariah, you're third tier.
Oh, so very cute.
Sherry, do we have an answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Mariah, Sherry, do you have an answer?
Barbecue. Yes.
Sherry.
Okay, what's your answer?
Ketchup.
What's your answer?
Ketchup.
Very good. Barbecue hates barbecue. Hates barbecue sauce.
All right, which one of your kids likes barbecue?
Oop. Double down.
You know, negative 2 points right there.
She almost double dipped.
The barbecue sauce.
Maddie, do you like barbecue sauce?
No, oh, she hates barbecue
sauce. No, Ollie. No, Ollie.
One out of four.
You were so close. Oh, somebody get her a mic. Oh, she has a lot of
a lot to say.
A lot of animosity.
Okay.
Hey, Maddie, just shut it. Man.
Well, Heath is doing amazing so far. Let's go to the next question.
All right. The next question. Name four types of doctors Zane saw last year.
Oh, I can answer this.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
sure, Mom.
There's four. She's like, I got this.
She's just like Dr. Phil. She saw the video with Jason. Dr. Phil.
How do you spell sushi?
I'm sorry? Mom, doctor.
Dr. Oz. Doc McStuffins. There,
you did list more than four.
I did.
Oh, yeah, he actually answered.
That's so funny. Because he makes your appointments.
Devin's looking at the calendars like.
I couldn't even come up with more than two, but he just filled out the rest.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Rave. Dr. Strange.
Stupid. So stupid.
Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Pepper.
Fucking dumb, dude. Okay, I got four.
You got four? Perfect.
All right. All right. Let's start with Heath. Heath, what were the four?
Get your fingers off your phone.
Chiropractor.
Okay.
Neurologist.
Okay.
Therapist.
It wasn't a therapist.
Psychiatrist, therapist.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I don't know what the technical name for it is, but the ball cancer doctor.
A radiation oncologist.
Sherry's just finding out about all this.
You didn't have to.
She's like, ball cancer? What episode did I miss?
Sherry. Okay, that's a cancer doctor. What do you call those doctors?
Oncologist.
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 Okay. Yeah. What about you, Mom?
Hair replacement.
Oh, okay. Oh. Hair doctor.
Not this past year, though.
Did I say this year?
Medical. Yeah.
Yes. A primary doctor. Yes.
Primary. Ortho.
Okay.
And neurology.
Okay. Heath got more right than you. The question was for this year.
Did you say hairology?
No, urology.
Oh. Urologist.
Did you see a urologist?
What's a urologist again?
They study your urine.
You couldn't have
seen. Oh, no.
You couldn't have seen a cancer specialist without a urologist.
No, I went to an oncologist. I went straight to an oncologist.
He probably did a urine sample there, maybe.
They did like a...
We'll call that a tie.
It's a tie, yeah.
It's a tie. Okay. All right, okay. We'll give it to him.
For the record, he's fine.
No ball cancer.
Oh, yeah, no ball cancer.
He's fine.
I had a quick scare, and I saw a lot of TikTok ads, so...
What were the last two countries Zane went to?
I'll give you both a hint. If I was going out of the country, you would know.
All right, so let's start with Sherry. Sherry.
The only thing that I can think of is Mexico.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
Well, Sherry.
Wait.
Well, let's see what Heath has.
Heath.
Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Which we were all there together.
No fucking idea you went to Canada.
Oh, really?
You were there,
Mom.
You were there. We landed our cruise trip in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, that's true.
You were there. I was in Canada with you, Sherry.
Huh? Again, you both know I was in these countries.
Okay, and now what was the other country?
I had when he went to the UK.
Very good!
When did you go to UK?
For the Olympics, Mom. I was there for a month and a half.
That was like fucking 8 years
ago.
That
was the last time I left the country.
I feel
bad.
You gotta be more specific.
No, that's the whole point of these questions. You both knew I went out of the country.
Matt, that was like nine years ago.
Sherry, I didn't write these.
Mom, that's what
you're coming after the wrong
Mom,
guy
that's
here.
What makes these that's what makes these questions so fun. They're supposed to be very, very hard.
Don't hate the host, hate the game. It's the end of the day. High school's just got out. Where is Zane going?
high school just got out.
Yeah, high school just got
school
out.
Day.
Where am I going?
Home, bitch. You ain't got no friends.
My mom is exhausted.
I need a fucking drink. Ellis.
Good job.
All right. Is it both Ella's? It's very correct. Good. Ella's house is where Zane is going. All right.
Ellis Island.
Next question. Aside from Plantation, what city has Zane spent the most time in?
In Florida.
In Florida.
Fort Lauderdale.
Coral Springs.
Oh.
Very good.
Not at your dad's. Fuck you. That is not correct.
He said that other than not- Plantation.
Fort Lauderdale.
Why Fort Lauderdale?
Because all your friends are in Fort Lauderdale.
Mom, you have to think. how much time am I spending?
Okay.
At daddy's.
Next question is where did...
I don't want to play
no more.
My
mom is getting upset.
Should we not? Are we done?
We're done.
Oh, we're done.
So let's give her something she will definitely okay. know.
So my mom skipped the first season of Euphoria. She watched the entire second season yesterday.
You watched the entire second season?
With Madison yesterday.
How was it?
I liked it.
Who is your favorite character on Euphoria? Who do you identify with the most? Like your younger version of self.
I'm getting hot.
None of them.
None of them?
Yeah.
Maybe like Alexi, huh?
No.
Oh, okay, not Lexi. I don't even know if she
Cassie did. For sure.
Who do you think's the hottest?
Cal. You're definitely the Cal type.
Think?
Mm-hmm.
I like Fit.
Who?
Fit? Who? Fit? Fez?
I love Fit.
You like Fez? It's okay if you don't know their names. It's just it's also funny.
The drug dealer.
Devin, can you pull these up so I can just have an idea?
Cal is a drug dealer?
No, Cal's
Fit. Fit. Or Fez.
You said Cal.
I said Cal. Cal is the dad.
I like them not as their character.
What did we think about the last episode?
It's a hot mess.
I agree. It really is. But do you feel like if you were Maddie and you had the tape, would you have leaked it? Or do you think it was like bad for her to just let Nate have it?
No, she hasn't seen anything. The right thing is not to leak it.
And do you think, okay, the right thing is not to leak it. Do you think it was messed up that Cassie slept with Nate behind Maddie's back when they were broken up?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so
too. Big no. You don't do that.
Wait, how do you think Maddie should fight Cassie or just not be friends anymore?
Just not be friends.
I think that's a very mature thing to do, Mom. Yeah.
Okay, do you think it was right of Nate to bring the DVD to Jules? And I would say, my opinion, yes, in a way. I think it was noble, but I still question his intentions. But that's the thing is he does not want his... Never mind. You give your opinion.
No, I think he should have brought it to her.
Yeah. Why don't you just break because the CD and throw it away?
That's what because I was thinking. I was going
to
say
just break
same.
The CD. Why even give it to her where she's going to watch it again and it's going to probably give her fucking nightmares for the next... You know what I mean? Just break the CD and throw it away.
She can prevent anybody else from seeing it.
What do you mean?
That's hers.
Now she has it's it. Her. But it's but didn't
she
he
didn't,
also say
she didn't give consent for him to
I know
do
which
that.
Is awful. So if I was Nate, I would go to be like, "Hey, by the way, I destroyed that CD, so it's you'll never see it again."
No.
Do you remember, and I'm sorry, you didn't see the first season. Do you remember when he met up with her and he says, "Still, you can be in possession of child pornography even if it's of you." Remember he said that? And do you think he's setting her up to have possession of
I
the totally child?
I totally forgot about that part.
But because didn't he say something towards the end of the scene where he goes, do you remember what I said about this?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah. And then it almost seems like she was kind of into it watching it. Putting that out there. Now, if Zane was cast on Euphoria as one of these characters, who do you think he would play?
Oh, we're going to end this episode here, guys. Thank you so much.
Zane, I still want to talk. Okay, one final thing.
Oh.
The lens, the spy lens that was on the alarm camera.
I don't know about that. I think that one's a reach.
Did everybody else see the spy camera that was on the alarm clock in the house that Maddie was
I didn't
house
notice
sitting?
It. I didn't notice
they
it.
They zoomed in on it.
Wait, they zoomed? What? Yes.
They did.
Didn't see it?
What?
No,
they
the
zoomed
alarm,
in on it.
The alarm clock, when she's putting on that purple dress... It zooms in on the alarm clock. She goes, I'll be there in 15 minutes. It's like 9:42 or something. There is a spy camera on the lens. So then I thought there was going to be a huge confrontation. The chick was nicer. Act like it was no big
That's
deal.
That's foreshadowing for the future then.
If they even get around to it, because this whole fucking show was
God
foreshadowing.
Damn it. How did I miss that?
Actually, I think Maddie caught that.
What was your favorite part of the last night's episode?
When Nate, he was the, when he didn't want to tell the girl about it, and they got into that argument, right?
Yeah.
And then, so they got into the fight, and then they had like hot, heated fight sex.
Oh, close.
Who's your? I literally have no.
Who's your favorite character? You think that you could see yourself a lot in them?
Oh, Fezco.
Yeah.
It's not funny. I bet.
Fezco.
Yeah, he's like the just the biggest drug dealer in the show.
Well,
Sherry, could we say a tell him?
Let's do it, Mom.
Go.
Tell him.
Very good. Okay. All right, let's end this shit right now. I'm hot.
That was about to have a panic. That was such a fun episode.
Would you consider yourself like Zane's muse?
He's mine.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Uncut gems.
Uncut gems.
Do you know what I mean? Things like that.
Whoa.
Uncut gems.
Sorry, you know Sherry. You wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't.
You'll survive without it.
Uncut gems.
So she was doing an interview and she was talking about Uncle Gems, like the movie that she was in.
What the fuck? Did you just call the movie Uncle Gems?
Oh.
All right, guys, that's it for today's episode.
I thought he was being funny.
All right, that's it.
All right, we love you guys so much. Make sure to check out the audio every single Monday on Spotify, Apple, however you listen.
I'm so tired.
Video every single Tuesday, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. We got Cremota Coffee, cremotacoffee.com. Make sure to try it. We got pods. We got bagged coffee, a bunch of different flavors. Make sure to check it out. Thank you so much for coming on. That was a really fun episode.
Thank you, Mom, for taking the time. We really appreciate it. I love you too.
And check out the movie. Not Uncle Buck, but
Uncle James.
Uncle
James.
Uncle James.
Sorry for kicking your
ass. Things like that. It didn't
mean anything.
Means you're a bad mom. All right, bye.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Aww.
That was fun.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.